secret society that came into being called the Rosicrucians in about the, I think it was about the 15th century. And later on, this movement, Rosicrucian, turns into Freemasonry, and there's a rite of Freemasonry that's associated with Scottish Freemasonry. Now, just passing over this briefly, what we're suggesting here is that during the time period that the Knights of the Templar were building their large land holdings and they were building their wealth, they were also developing an association with Masonry. And after they went underground and into hiding, their sect, at least some of the further generations down of their sect, raises its head again in Europe under the movement of the Rosicrucians in the 15th century. And then Freemasonry, which they had infiltrated, begins to become prominent also in Europe during this time, and particularly a branch of Freemasonry known as the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry. And if we go back into the history of the French Revolution, we'll see that prior to the French Revolution time period, there was a philosophy that was brought into France, and the primary place that this philosophy was propagated from was from a branch of Freemasonry, a secret society that was associated with Freemasonry that today we know as the Illuminati. And the Illuminati not only began to propagate the seeds of the philosophy of atheism, which contributed to the overthrow of France and the French Revolution, but Illuminati also had the same keystone of beliefs that the Knights of the Templar did, that if you could control the wealth of the world, you could control the world. And the man that headed up this branch of Freemasonry that history identifies as Adam Weishaupt, and in a book called Proofs of a Conspiracy, which is one of the most recognized books that identifies this time period, written in 1798 by John Robison, he states this about the Illuminati and Adam Weishaupt. It says, the express aim of the order was to abolish Christianity and overturn all civil government. And of course, this is what it contributed to in the French Revolution. Weishaupt not only founded the Illuminati in 1776 on May 1st, but he was a Jesuit and a former professor of canon.